The following program, The Russ Belville Show, is intended for responsible adults only. We advocate to the repeal of marijuana prohibition for adults. We discuss the science, culture, and controversy about America's marijuana laws. We do not advocate any illegal activity and encourage all listeners to learn their state and federal marijuana laws. Opinions and claims made by guests and advertisers on The Russ Belville Show are their own, and The Russ Belville Show cannot be held legally responsible for their validity or reliability. Viewer discretion is advised.
You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it.
And it goes down smooth. Hey!
Spanning the continent to bring you the truth about cannabis and marijuana law reform.
I smoke pot and I like it a lot.
From the promise of legalization. To the agony of prohibition.
One major responsibility is to encourage people to use less drugs.
The Russ Belville Show, the voice of the marijuana nation.
Yeah, I hear you had a question for me.
Now, here's your host, Radical Russ Belville.
Thank you very much, Dan Michaels. Welcome, everybody. It is Friday, January 25th, 2013, and it's got to be 420 somewhere in the world. Welcome to the weekend. We made it through another week and through another month, pretty much. We're just running out of January, but we got plenty of great stuff on today's show to get to you today. We have Danny Danko, High Time Senior Cultivation Editor, is on the show. Yes, we all love Danny Danko. Taking your live calls at 971-533-7111 at the bottom of the hour. So call in if you got a question about marijuana cultivation. This is the guy to ask. He will be here. We'll also be previewing the LA Medical Cannabis Cup that's happening next month, 3 weeks away, February 16th and 17th down at the LA Center Studios. We're going to be there live streaming. We'll have backstage coverage, exclusive interviews with Danny and all the High Times crew backstage at the awards as well. So check that out. It'll be available for VIP members of the Russ Belville Show and 420radio.org. So get on 420radio.org, check the Join Us link and get your VIP membership now, because only VIPs will be able to live stream from High Times Cannabis Cup. So check that out. The backstage, I should say. The rest of the cup, you'll be for free. The backstage stuff, that's only for the VIPs. So check that out at join us on 420radio.org. Also, we've got behind the headlines coverage today. Yesterday, we covered the story of Alex Eccles, the 7-year-old boy here in Oregon, whose father is helping him with a medical marijuana treatment to treat his autistic rage, his self-battering. That story has gone nationwide, picked up on Fox and CNN and all the outlets. We're going to go behind the headlines, literally, and take a look at the headlines from various news outlets to give you an idea how different areas of the country and different corporate media cover these kinds of subjects. Also, it's Rockin' Friday today. We got Herb Thrasher calling in. He's got some new music for us from Five Horse Johnson. Interesting band name. We'll check that out at 20 after for our Daily Toker Tunes break. And right after this break, we come back with your 420 radio news. We got news out of Arizona and Hawaii and Missouri and all over these great United States and the world right here on the Russ Belville Show on 420radio.org. Thanks for joining us. Stick around. The Russ Belville Show is blogging and podcasting daily at RadicalRuss.com.
California is the center of marijuana consciousness. That's why High Times Magazine is returning to the Golden State for our second High Times Medical Cannabis Cup in Los Angeles. That's right. Come to LA Center Studios on February 16th and 17th for this high-flying event. Meet the medical cannabis industry, visit our extra special medicating area, and sample the best cannabis products of Southern California. There'll be cultivation seminars and presentations about getting pot legalized, not just in California, but everywhere. Be there on Saturday evening when we host a Rock'em Sock'em concert with surprise musical guests. And don't forget Sunday night and the High Times Medical Cannabis Cup Awards when we honor the best sativa, best indica, best hybrid, best concentrate, and best edibles of the LA medical cannabis scene. Plus, we present the High Times Lifetime Achievement Award to marijuana superstar Tommy Chong. Come to the City of the Angels on February 16th and 17th for a High Times cannabis celebration. Go to MedCanCup.com for details. Live the high life. Be proud of who you are. Be part of the growing cannabis community. The March issue of High Times Magazine is here, just in time for playoff season in the National Football League. But did you know that NFL players who use pot receive the toughest penalties in sport? In our March 2013 issue, High Times investigates the NFL's wrong-headed policies and examines how pot can help athletes off the field. We also tee up an outstanding profile of one of the world's greatest strains with the haze craze. Senior cultivation editor Danny Danko weighs in on the origins of this outstanding sativa. And editorial director Dan Skye takes a high-minded look at the outdoor harvest of 2012. Growers are getting higher prices for the product and strains are better than ever. Plus, we'll take you inside of one of the most unique gardens you'll ever see, a state-of-the-art underground bunker that allows growers to create the perfect environment for pot. Also in this issue, Saturday Night Live's Jason Sudeikis drops by to talk about his new film, Movie 43. And guess what? Jason likes pot. Plus, we cover the most important story of the year. Pot is legal in Colorado and Washington. Pick up the March issue of High Times Magazine for the very best marijuana coverage on the planet. Be part of the growing cannabis community. On newsstands now.
Now it's time for your 420 Radio News for Friday, January 25th, 2013. I'm Russ Belville. Hundreds packed City Hall in Seattle to talk legal marijuana from ComoNews.com. Voters thought checking yes on Initiative 502 would quickly legalize marijuana, but more than 2 months after it passed, plenty of red tape stands between the public and easy access to their green. The state wants to have stores licensed and ready for business by December 1st. But to get there, they are opening up bidding for consultants to show them how the pot business is done. State officials also announced plans to hire a pot czar with a minimum salary of $80,000. The state will bid out to consultants to help with market research and also to do third-party testing for quality. Prices are expected to hover around $12 to $15 per gram, including state taxes, about $340 an ounce. State legislature continues to debate medical marijuana from KNAU, Arizona Public Radio. Medical marijuana patients and dispensary owners blasted a state legislative proposal this week to force yet another reconsideration of whether voters really want to keep the drug legal for patients, Arizona Public Radio's Howard Fisher reports. Voters approved medical marijuana plans in 1996 and 1998, both of which had legal flaws preventing them from taking effect. They also approved it a third time in 2010. The proposal by Representative John Kavanaugh would put the issue back on the ballot again next year. Representative John Kavanaugh believes anecdotal evidence is irrelevant, saying, quote, "We look to science. We look to the FDA, the DEA, the AMA. We look to major medical organizations that do legitimate studies. When they say it's safe and it works, then we allow it to be sold. We don't let people on their own dose themselves with heroin, marijuana, or arsenic, or anything." End quote. Leaders take a cautious look at marijuana from thegardenisland.com. Kauai leaders are taking a cautious look at proposed legislation that would legalize marijuana in Hawaii. Senator Ronald Koichi, Democrat of Kauai, Niihau, said with Thursday's deadline for filing bills, it is still premature to make any statement on particular legislation. Representative James Tokioka, Democrat of Waialua and Koaloa, said he previously voted against medical marijuana legislation. During this session, he said colleagues have asked him to sign on to legislation that would legalize possession of small amounts of marijuana in the state of Hawaii. Representative Derek Kawakami, Democrat of Hanalei and Kapa'a, said that recent studies in favor of decriminalization have given several states the confidence to consider legislation for legalization and taxation of an otherwise illegal industry. The history of prohibition of alcohol is one example of how the market gets flushed underground to the criminal element, he added. Windsor, Colorado Town Board to vote on marijuana moratorium from thecoloradoan.com. The Windsor Town Board did not hesitate Monday night during its work session before directing its town attorney to craft an emergency ordinance placing a moratorium on marijuana enterprises in Windsor. The board will vote on the moratorium Monday during its regular meeting. As it is an emergency ordinance, if the ordinance is approved by a supermajority of board members, it will take immediate effect. Mayor John Vasquez advocated for an outright ban. Quote, "From what I experienced during the medical marijuana discussion, the town is not ready for this," end quote, he said. Town attorney Ian McCarger said he was concerned mostly about the difference between private consumption, which cannot be regulated, and public consumption, which can be addressed by law enforcement. Private members-only clubs that provide the space, while members provide the marijuana, particularly trouble him, he said. Quote, "There's a lot of cat and mouse occurring with this issue," end quote, McCarger said. The Indoor Clean Air Act does not currently include recreational marijuana, although the legislature will probably amend the policy to include that element, McCarger said. Missouri group planning statewide referendum to legalize marijuana. Is legalization a better approach to keeping drugs out of the hands of kids than banning them? The group Show Me Cannabis Regulation wants to put a referendum on the ballot that would legalize marijuana possession for those 21 and over, reports OzarksFirst.com. The group hasn't yet decided whether to try to put the measure on the 2014 or 2016 ballot. It failed to get it on the ballot for last year. And that's your 420 Radio News for Friday, January 25th, 2013. I'm Russ Belville. When we come back, we go behind the headlines and take a second look at the story of Alex Eccles, the 7-year-old boy in Oregon who is being treated with legal medical marijuana for his autism rage. We take a look at 5 different news organizations and how they are covering this story. Their headlines and their framing shows you how different organizations try to paint this issue. You're listening to 420radio.org. We'll be right back.
The law offices of Omar Figueroa would like to remind you to stand up for your rights. Please do not give up your precious liberties. There's nothing wrong with standing up for our constitutional rights, and in fact, it's the only way to honor the Constitution that recognizes our natural rights. Treat law enforcement with respect and respect the Constitution by standing up for your rights. If you are detained or arrested, stand up for your rights by repeating, "I respectfully invoke all my legal and constitutional rights. I do not consent to any search and seizure. I want to remain silent, and I want to speak to my attorney, Omar Figueroa." Omar Figueroa has more than a decade of experience in federal and California courts and graduated from Yale University, Stanford Law School, and Trial Lawyers College. Please contact the law offices of Omar Figueroa at 415-489-0420 or 707-829-0215 or on the web at www.omarfigueroa.com.
I'm Sub Cool from Team Green Avenger. At TGAGenetics.com, we are working on the leading edge of medical strains. Our strains are rigorously tested for THC, CBD, THCV, and other critical cannabinoids. Know your grow. Check out our genetic diversity at TGAGenetics.com, the home of Jelly Bean, Jack the Ripper, Vortex, and other award-winning cannabis strains.
Welcome back, everyone. Time for us to go behind the headlines. And of course, yesterday we brought you the story that was aired on our local Fox affiliate, KPTV 12 here in Portland, Oregon. The story of Jeremy Eccles, who is a father who was, brought to his wit's end trying to deal with his autistic son, who has seizures and fits of epileptic autistic rage, where he'll pound himself and beat himself and ram his head into the wall till he's, bruised and bloody. And the father tried every possible way to deal with this, helmets and, you know, restrictions and, you know, special sensory rooms and all, every treatment, every pharmaceutical, every way they could to deal with it, and nothing would help. Yesterday's video was pretty compelling to show how the use of a cannabis tincture was helping this boy. And unfortunately, he can only get it 3 times a week because the group home he's living at won't allow the boy to be dosed. They won't keep the tincture there for him. So it's only when they visit the boy and are able to see him personally. So the story has taken on a particular resonance for us here at the Russ Belville Show in our dealings with Michaela Comstock, the 7-year-old girl who's using medicinal cannabis, and also in my personal feud with Kevin Sabet, who says we need to wait for the FDA to come up with something for these kids. We got to let the kids suffer till the FDA can figure out if it's safe enough. So in response to that, I wanted to take a look around the country and give you a look at some of the different news organizations and how they're covering this story. And it's pretty fascinating. We'll start over here at KCENTV.com. This is in Waco, Killeen, Texas. And that's right deep in the heart of Texas, where my pal Cliff Duvall is with Normal of Waco, and they've been educating Texans on the medical uses of cannabis. Let's see how KCEN-TV covered it. Their headline reads, "Parents use marijuana as a treatment for their son with autism." Well, that's a nice headline. That's fair, and it's balanced. And, you know, marijuana, maybe cannabis would be better, but folks, you know, it's going to be marijuana for the search hits. And as you go through the story, it just pretty much, it opens by saying they're using a controversial treatment. Now, I want you to just make note of that word controversial, because is it controversial, or are they suggesting that it's controversial to their readers, to their audience? Think about that. About 5-6 paragraphs down, they get into as a last resort after trying several treatments. It's got to be a last resort. And then finally, the penultimate paragraph, the American Academy of Pediatrics is against using medical marijuana on children and say the drug is toxic to the developing brain and there's not enough information about its long-term effects. As the father said so eloquently on the show last night, we're not so worried about the long-term effects we don't know. We're worried about the short-term effects we do know. Here's ABC 10 News. This is San Diego, where medical marijuana has been legal since 1996, but you wouldn't know it. Surely their media will understand medical marijuana a little better. Let's see. They Oregon parents use pot to treat boys' autistic rages. Yeah, folks, the use pot thing, that kind of sucks. But, you know, in headlines, a lot of times you're going to get pot just because it's shorter. It's easier to tweet out. It fits the little 70 characters for the search engine optimization. So unfortunately, we're stuck with that. Otherwise, when you look through the story, everything's just, you know, just the facts, ma'am, and paints this as a very good, good story for our side till the very last paragraph. The very last paragraph just says, "But some doctors say that marijuana is toxic to children's developing brains and there's not enough research on the drug's long-term effects." So I think that's an overall pretty good story. In most of it, most of the paragraphs there are on our side. Now, we go to this new website that I'd never heard of, this group. It's Vioxx? No, it's not Vioxx. It's Voxy. It's the independent voice, Vox, for the Hispanic community in the 21st century, right? XXI, 21, right? So they present what I think is a pretty nicely framed version of this story. Parents use liquid medical marijuana to calm autistic boys' rage. Yes, very nice. Thank you. Because that's even more detail that, like, when it's just marijuana to treat the boy, people think, oh my God, they're having this kid smoke a bong. As we read through the story, it's also the longest story of the five that I found. They do have the long paragraph from the American Academy of Pediatrics. So, you know, fair and balanced what these people think is, you know, wrong with medical marijuana, and a clip from the Oregonian. But then at the bottom of the story, they include 3 paragraphs on the story of Michaela Comstock. So that helps our case as well by presenting that it's not just this one kid. We get over to the New York Daily News. I'm in a little bit of a New York state of mind, so how do we cover this in the Big Apple? It's the one medicine we have seen work. Oregon parents use medical marijuana to help severely autistic son. That's great. It's the one medicine we have seen work. So I've given you a look at some of these coverage, and I would say overall the coverage has been pretty sparkling here. It's gone very well. Most of them, of the coverage of the New York Daily News, as we scroll down through it, is positive information. They open with most parents wouldn't dream of giving their child marijuana. But other than that, the rest of the story is great. So how do you suppose National Fox covered their own affiliate story? Controversy over parents treating severely autistic son with medical marijuana. Yeah, controversy. Maybe you're trying to suggest a controversy where most of the rest of us really don't think one exists. We see sad child on one hand beating himself bloody, and then we see medical marijuana, and we see a child who is happy and playing with his sibling. I don't think there's any controversy whatsoever, especially considering they're in Oregon and doing everything legally. There we go.
Speaking of doing things legally.
Yes, let's do some things. Legal or illegal.
Legal enough.
We'll be right back.
Oh, have you ever met that funny reefer man? A reefer man. Have you ever met that funny reefer man? A reefer man. If he said he swam to China, he would sell you South Carolina. Then you know you're talking to that reefer man.
Now, Jenny, the Germans are up to some crazy shit.
Okay, I just wanted you to know.
What, Jenny, what?
It's the Americans. They passed the Marijuana Tax Act. Basically, they've levied.
Can I say you just sit?
Oh, I'm sorry, Jenny. Sam.
You could sit down, Jenny. It was a joke.
Good.
What were you saying?
They've passed the Marijuana Tax Act.
So. It's illegal?
Well, not exactly, but it looks like it's heading that way.
Let me get this straight. These little jerk-offs, they discovered what happens when you roll this stuff up and you smoke it, and they just came to a decision that nobody's allowed to do this? Is that what you're telling me?
Yes.
What is wrong with them? Huh? I can't. I mean, this is like the most awesome shit. Who do they think they are, huh? Going around saying, you can't smoke this, you can't do that. Huh? I mean, have I ever said, thou shalt not smoke the ganja?
I don't remember saying
that. You wanna hit this?
Maybe later.
They're just gonna sit around and not smoke this awesome shit that I designed specifically for their enjoyment. Jesus Christ, talk about a slap in the face.
Hey, did somebody say Jesus?
No!
It's quite simple. I'm a very nasty drunk. I get mean. I get loud. I'll tell your deepest, darkest secrets to a stranger. And I'll puke on your shoes. So, if that's the kind of behavior that this culture promotes, you know, fuck it.
Your one room schoolhouse of choice. Your one stop freedom shop. It's the Libra Lounge.
Sundays at 3, right here on 420radio.org.
Everyone knows music and marijuana go together, so let's wind up our 20 after break with the Russ Belville Show's Daily Toker Tunes, the best in pod-safe 420 music from around the web. Today is Rockin' Friday, featuring rock, metal, and the hard edge of alternative country. You can get downloads and more information about all our Daily Toker Tunes by visiting music.radicalrust.com. Now, sit back and enjoy your Daily Toker Tunes.
All right, folks, I hope you turned it up to 11 because he's made of metal and marijuana and he's coming for you. It's Herb Thrasher on the phone. Howdy, Herb.
All right, man, doing great. Dude, how you guys doing out there in the world?
Hey, we're doing fantastic. We're getting ready next Tuesday, thanks to a lot of the work that you did. We got to give you a shout-out. We got an auction for Brave Michaela happening on Tuesday of some C-Money signed Slightly Stupid gear. Tell us about meeting Slightly Stupid.
Oh, man, it was very cool. They're such a great band, as we all know, by hearing their tunes through all these years. And C-Money was awesome, very cool. He was definitely into the cause about Michaela once we told him about her. And we will be airing my interview with C-Money from Slightly Stupid next week on the Herb Thrasher Flower Hour. And maybe tonight we'll have some kind of treat or something. I'll try to sneak something in. But it was a great time, man. I mean, they're just totally down with our cause and Michaela's cause.
Cool. Cool, that's so awesome. So we got great stuff coming up. Herb Thrasher Flower Hour every Friday night, 8 o'clock Pacific to 10 o'clock Pacific. 2 hours of hard-hitting guys that play guitar fast. It might be country, it might be metal, but they are going to play a guitar fast, right?
That's it, man, and loud and heavy, and that's just how it rolls.
That's right, man.
That's right, that's how we do it. So, yeah, I'm excited for another Rockin' Friday today on the Russ Bevel Show. And I thought we needed some stoner rock. It was all time right to kind of get some of that fuzz in there. And so brought in a band called Five Course Johnson.
Now,
these guys are on Small Stone Records. They have six albums.
Yeah.
And they formed back in 95. So they've been around a while. And they have a brand new album coming out that just released this week on January 22nd. And it's called The Taking of Black. And the song that we're going to listen to today is called The Job, as everyone's got a job to do. And we're constantly working to finish the job of legalizing at hand. And so check them out, man. These guys are awesome. Have a great show tonight playing Herb Thrasher Flower Hour. Play some new music from Jake Orvis. He's got some new stuff out.
Cool.
Ichabod and Slowfeg, who we've played before, has signed to Metal Blade, and I'll tell you about them. And here's some tunes. So you guys turn it up. Five Horse Johnson, The Taking of Black, and here is The Job. Be safe, folks.
Thank you. is harmless. That's what everybody says these days. It's fun. It's recreational. Some even call it medicine. But every year, millions of young people find out that marijuana is extremely dangerous. Every year, they find out that it's deadly. Marijuana smoke is lethal and toxic. Don't believe anything you've ever heard positive about smoking marijuana. It will kill you. Really. It's really gonna kill you. Don't smoke it. It will really, really kill you. Seriously. It's gonna kill you.
Cultivator's Corner. We just figured we'd play the Windstrong song and bring you on with that. How you doing, Danny?
I'm awesome. I'm really good.
Let me bring that down. A lot of buttons to cover here. All right, so we got Danny Danko here. We're taking live calls at 971-533-7111. Also, we're looking at our chat room, making sure if you've got any questions for Danny on cultivation or anything like that, that you can get them answered. But before we get to all the questions, how are you doing?
I'm good. I'm great, yeah. We just moved into a new office, 57th Street in Manhattan. And yeah, everything is good.
All right. So, of course, we've got the February, the LA Medical Cannabis Cup is coming up. How are the preparations going for that?
It's amazing. We've actually sold a ton of tickets for that. We have Redman and The Game performing at that event, which is going to be great. Tommy Chong Lifetime Achievement Award, he's going to be there to accept that. A bunch of big celebrities. Obviously, if when we're in Los Angeles, we usually draw a pretty good crowd of marijuana-friendly celebs and musicians. And I have a grow panel on Saturday at 5 p.m. That's the 16th with DJ Short, Kyle Cushman, Rick Frommer, who's the buyer for Harborside, Swerve, and Subcool. So that should be a really epic cultivation panel. I'm excited for that.
Yeah, we're all excited for that, and we'll be bringing some coverage of these panels and the floor and backstage at the awards. We'll be there with High Times Magazine right here on 420 Radio, so it'll be a lot of fun. We can't wait to see you there. So, Danny, of course, the latest issue of High Times Magazine is out, and it's got the Legalized It article in there. How cool is it now working at High Times? There it is, the haze craze. How cool is it now working at High Times that there's two legal states, but on the other hand, you're out in New York?
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. And, you know, we already had events going in both of those states. We did a cup in Seattle last year. We did a couple of cups in Denver. This one coming up, though, on 420 is looking to be really epic in Denver. We're already selling tickets. We just started selling tickets yesterday, and we've already sold a bunch. The VIP party on that one is at Red Rocks with Slightly Stupid and Cypress Hill. So, that's going to just be absolutely amazing. And I think there's sort of a perfect storm happening. The law passing, the fact that it's on 420, and the fact that we got these huge, amazing pro-marijuana acts to perform at a beautiful venue like Red Rocks for our party is just going to make it all the more epic. So we're excited about that. Obviously, Washington State, we're excited about that. And I think it's going to happen more and more often. And I think at a certain point, we're just going to take these sort of things for granted because we're on the right side of history. And if there's anything I can say to our old friend Kevin Sabet, that he's on the wrong side of history. And I know he means well, or he sounds like he sometimes means well, but he is on the wrong side of history. And that's just a fact. And if you don't like legal marijuana, you're not going to really enjoy the future.
There we go. Glad to hear it. Danny, you know, you mentioned the Denver Cup, and it's an actual cannabis cup. There's no medical in front of it. And, of course, you did one in Seattle last year that was medical that I anticipate could just become cannabis cup when it happens. So how does that functionally change what's going on at the cup as far as, you know, the attendees wanting to go there or people wanting to be judges or something?
Well, we still absolutely, you know, have the medical marijuana community involved. We want to have, you know, obviously all the dispensaries right now, before there's any storefronts or anything, the only place for people to get cannabis right now is these dispensaries. So we want to have them involved. They're obviously the ones who are entering. We have special areas for the patients, medicating areas that are patient zones with seating and water and things to make people comfortable there. But we also are celebrating the victories, and we're celebrating the fact that you don't necessarily need a doctor's note to consume cannabis. And for those of the people who need it for medicinal purposes, we have places for them. And for those people who just want to use it recreationally and enjoy some cannabis instead of alcohol for their recreation, we have them as well. So we're excited to be welcoming all of the, you know, enthusiasts to the event.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. Danny, sorry, I have to move my camera over there. We have a caller calling in, so I want to make sure that they get their question in. You're on the air with Danny Danko. What's your question?
Hello, Danny. My name's Dale. I used to work for a major courier, and I ended up getting fired for having a little bit of cannabis at one of those checkpoints that Russ knows all about. My question is, now I want to get into the field of making money in the industry, and I want Danny's opinion on what he thinks and what I should do going forward from this point.
Well, you know, it really depends upon your skill set. There's so many different jobs now. Okay, no. In the industry.
You need some ideas. I know vaguely, you know, I just know that I got a niche in the industry. It's just finding it, and that's what I need to do because I know I...
I'm sorry about that. I was trying to get it positioned and accidentally dropped the call there. I apologize, caller. But Danny,
understand the question. I mean, he's looking for, you know, a way into the business, and I mean, all I can say about that is you have to, you know, a great way in is to go to one of these events, whether it be a High Times event or not. I mean, preferably a High Times one. You meet all the people in the industry. You see all the dispensary owners. There's jobs growing. There's jobs trimming. There's jobs bud tending. There's jobs doing legal services for people, bookkeeping. It really depends on what your skill set is and what you can bring to the table. And if it's cultivation, then, you know, you need to show up with something that, you know, people are impressed with. And I've seen a lot of people get hired on the basis of the quality of medicine or cannabis that they're able to create. And then, you know, there's always jobs for people who may or may not be experts at cultivation, but love the plant and love being around, you know, like-minded people. So there is a lot of opportunities. I'd say come to one of these events. Visit with people, make friends with people, smoke with them, and, you know, those things basically will come out of friendships and things that you make with people that are already in the industry. The last thing you want to do is come in, you know, with a bunch of money and just think that you're going to suddenly co-opt the industry, because if there's anything about the cannabis industry that I've noticed, it's that, you know, there's an insular quality to it, and the people who have been in it for years aren't just going to accept newcomers without having paid some sort of dues or having at least, you know, some sort of entree of some sort into the industry. And it's very easy to sort of shun out people who have only profits in mind. So I would think that if you have a love for the plant and you know, and you believe in hard work, you know, these jobs don't entail just smoking weed all day. I mean, that might be a byproduct, but you really do have to do the work that needs to be done, and there's plenty of it.
Absolutely, Danny. Thank you for that, you know, thoughtful answer on this. And we've got a couple of questions coming in from the chat room to get to. So let's go back to our chat room right here at 420radio.org. Our first question from Mighty Mike wants to know, will we ever see a return to heritage strains, or are we stuck with whatever the strongest new strain is?
Well, I do believe that as we keep breaking down these barriers towards full legal marijuana, we will be seeing all of those strains coming back. I think, in some places, they're gone forever. I mean, there's some Thai strains and Colombian strains that are probably just lost to the wind because nobody preserved them. But there are breeders out there who go around and hunt down the original land races, and they're bringing those out and using them in their genetic experiments and also selling the IBLs, the inbred lines. I know Reefer Man does that. I know Greenhouse goes out around with the Strain Hunters crew. They are constantly in search of new genetics. Mandala Genetics is one of my favorites. They specialize in Indian subcontinent strains, which we really don't see a lot of in America. And so, I do believe that we're not stuck with just, this Kush or that Kush forever. There's going to be options and opportunities for people to grow all of the, those tough to grow sativas once it's in their economic and timing's best interest. So we'll see those Vietnamese and Cambodian strains come back. We'll see African, Laotian, a lot of those Bhutanese. There's so many regional, original strains, obviously the whole South America, Central America. They all have their unique qualities. And once the testing is done at the labs, and once the breeders have used that genetic material to create seeds, then the sky's the limit. And I don't think that we're going to be pigeonholed into a limited amount of strains. I think, if anything, we'll have more and more.
Yeah, looking forward to that. Although the follow-up on that was, how soon before we see Bieber Kush? So,
Bieber, I think there already was a strain named for Bieber, and of course his people got a little mad about it, but at the same time he just got caught smoking too. It just goes to show that everybody smokes. It's kind of rare these days to find people who don't smoke or who are that opposed to it that they would be upset, to find out that somebody like Justin Bieber smokes. But the guy hangs around with rappers and yeah, musicians and producers, and he's in an industry where it's very prevalent from what I see. So it didn't surprise me one bit.
We have a question in our chat room. This is a really good one on CFLs. Cannabob wants to know, have you ever seen a productive grow when vegging with CFLs? Compact fluorescence. Yeah.
Compact fluorescence. Yeah, absolutely. I think a lot of people, sometimes they make the mistake of vegging with lights that are too powerful, and they end up burning their plants with, 1,000-watt metal halides when they could have benefited from the CFLs. You can put them closer to the plant, so you get shorter internodal spacing, which is the space between the nodes of the branches. And I've seen great success with people growing with CFLs, particularly, like he says, in the vegetative stage. And then once they switch over to the flowering stage, typically they'll go with a high-pressure sodium light at that point, maybe supplemented with CFLs or LEDs. That's really the ideal way, I would say, unless you were using a metal halide in the vegetative stage. But even that creates its own problems. There's more heat. There's more drying out of the air. So I have definitely seen people have great success vegging with CFLs, and it's definitely not something I would frown upon.
All right, we've got a question from Trickster Phillips, who wants to know if High Times would ever sponsor or hold an event in a state without legal marijuana or medical marijuana.
It's something we've discussed. Especially a place like Florida, which is so tempting. So many people smoke there, and there's just this huge amount of people that are part of that culture. But first of all, our lawyers advise against it, and second of all, we really need the people there to change the laws. We do the best we can to support normal and support the local organizations that are trying to change the laws and publicize any petitions or anything that they have. But it's really difficult for us legally to go into an area. Basically, it would have to be a trade show rather than a party. And what we like to do is we like to throw a party with a trade show attached rather than a trade show with maybe a little private party attached. We want everyone to have a lot of fun. We want the vendors to do good. But it's really, you know, a lot of it is about, you know, High Times is here and we're going to smoke and have fun and we're going to celebrate cannabis, because there's nothing wrong with being a cannabis consumer. And that's really our message. And, you know, we'd love to be in Texas. We'd love to do an event like that. But we really have to wait until at least there's some sort of law that we can stand behind in order to pull off an event like that.
Yeah, totally, totally understandable, Danny. Thank you so much for your contributions and everything that you're doing to keep promoting, you know, overgrowing the government, so to speak. That's the way we're going to do this here. Before we let you go, I know there's been a lot of political developments going on. They're trying to set the regulations in Colorado and Washington. They're even advertising in Washington State an $80,000 a year pot czar job. Are you interested in taking them up on the offer?
You know, I don't know if I would want any sort of job with the word czar in it, just because I was born in Russia. Yeah. And it doesn't have the nicest connotations. But, you know, there's always going to be opportunities available. You know, my family is here in New York. We're pretty well established. It would have to be a pretty impressive package of offers and contracts in order for me to relocate. And we are changing the laws here, too. I'm sure you're well aware that our Governor Cuomo is somehow, some way on board with some kind of a decrim and a medical, and hopefully we'll change the laws here and I'll be able to maybe be the the pot Trotsky of New York.
All right, well, we're looking forward to that appointment and getting the laws changed there in Albany. We reported on Sunil Agarwal calling out the governor, and so well aware of that. Danny Danko writes, of course, for High Times Magazine, senior cultivation editor. Catch him at hightimes.com as well. The Ask Danny Danko column is there as well. Everything you could possibly want to know, he's written about it. Danny, thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, Russ. Congratulations on 420radio.org.
Thank you, man.
We'll be right back after these messages from our 420 friendly sponsors. Support these advertisers because their ad money goes straight to the Russ Belville Show. You're tuned into the Russ Belville Show, the voice of the marijuana nation.
Are you or is someone you know a marijuana smoker? Have you or is someone in your family been arrested for a marijuana violation? You need to know the truth about pot. NORML, the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, is the most comprehensive source of information regarding marijuana and its effects on health, as well as legal issues. NORML even offers a database of lawyers specializing in cannabis in your area. NORML, the nation's largest and most successful marijuana law reform organization, has spent decades gathering the knowledge and science on everything related to cannabis. NORML is the best resource to find out the truth about marijuana, connect with a lawyer in your area, or help find an end to prohibition. Information is available at normal.org, that's NORML.org, or toll free at 888-67-NORMAL.
You're tuned into the Russ Belville Show.
Yeah, we've made a call on the controversial marijuana ballot question, Amendment 64. Floyd, we can safely say this is going to pass.
It is legal in the Constitution to possess and grow up to 6 plants.
You cannot be arrested for being in possession of an ounce of marijuana.
In the state of Washington, they voted to legalize marijuana, not for medical use, but for recreational use.
This is the beginning of taking apart prohibition one state at a time. That's how they did it 80 years ago against alcohol. That's how we're going to do it now against marijuana.
We are the champions. We are
I was mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
You want answers?
You have offended my family.
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
And you have offended Shaolin Temple.
You can't handle the truth.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
All right, once again, Kevin Sabet, the go-to guy to defend the drug war that only 7% of Americans support, is back to confuse and frighten you, dear listener. It seems that more than half of you out there, well, way more than half of you here, want to legalize marijuana. And in two states, you did. 4 out of 5 of you believe marijuana should be made legal for medical uses, and in 18 states and D.C., you made it so. More than half of you believe marijuana is safer than alcohol, and 14% of you are smoking it this year. 2.8 million of you are smoking pot every day. Something must be done. For the children, of course.
Children.
Kevin's latest propaganda campaign is called Project Sam, Smart Approaches to Marijuana. The campaign to legalize marijuana in Colorado was called Smart Colorado. The other campaign was called New Approach Washington. Smoking weed makes you more creative, I guess. I've been working overtime satirizing every single thing Kevin has done through Project Samuel, Smart Approaches to Marijuana Use, Except Legalization, as well as Twitter and Facebook pages for Smart Approaches. I do this because Kevin and his project, beneath all the appeals to protecting the children and saving the addicts and reducing the worst harms of the war on certain American citizens using non-pharmaceutical, non-alcoholic, tobacco-free drugs, it still maintains the one key aspect that is so offensive. American adults may not smoke marijuana. Kevin likes to play in the realm of studies, and I'll get to those, and science, and I'll get to that too, with very earnest explanations about how lock 'em up is just too hard, but legalize it is too soft. With Project Sam, Goldilocks has found the just right balance that cedes some of the most indefensible aspects of the drug war, like mandatory minimums, but keeps marijuana illegal, maintains the criminality of its users, stocks the prison with its growers and sellers, continues to enrich Mexican cartels, and most of all, keeps the beds at the rehab centers owned by Project Sam's Dr. Christian Thurstone filled with pot smokers who don't need rehab. And bonus, when they get out, they successfully beat their addiction, and the rehab stats look great. More funding to protect the children. Of course, I need to be put in a cage, or at least a rehab, where appropriate, as determined by someone. And I still lose my driver's license, even if I'm not driving, right? And get probation and pay fines, and you do take my weed away, right? Now, it's about at this point where Kevin will sigh and, gosh, I wish we could just have a reasonable, polite, civilized, unemotional conversation about the issue. How could I be so unreasonable about my second-class citizenship? On Project Sam and Twitter, he whines about how the supporters of rights of adults to use products that are safer than alcohol are so mean-spirited, how they offer false dichotomies, and how people like me demonize him. Demonize him, huh? In the past few days, I've read Project Sam's David Frum explain how we can't legalize marijuana because simple people wouldn't be able to handle it. That I'm, quote, deluding myself, end quote, about my ability to handle my adult marijuana use for 22 years, self-employed, with no criminal record, no driving record. That pot smokers asking to be treated as legal equals of his cocktail drinking buddies is just asking too much. Surely enough is enough. And don't call me Shirley. I've watched Naomi Schaefer Riley and Tucker Carlson, who are not Project Sam members, but they're echoing David Frum, albeit less tactfully, explain how marijuana legalization for adults would be disastrous because poor people, like my parents were, like I am, don't teach their kids self-control. How parents from, quote, those neighborhoods, end quote, don't encourage their kids to strive for college or avoid alcohol and tobacco. So I must be coerced by force of law to not smoke pot. I've listened to Project Sam's Patrick Kennedy, who abandoned yachts and wrecked two cars in 3 weeks while high, yet never saw a jail cell, explaining why he supports a project that would continue raids to hasten the end of cannabis clubs and so-called dispensaries. That's from their site. I've got friends doing prison time, cancer survivors who grew state legal medical marijuana for cancer survivors because of those raids. Sweet, kind, generous professionals who will emerge unemployable because convicted felons don't get to be doctors and lawyers, bankrupted and AARP eligible. Most of all, I've read every single word Kevin has authored on Project Sam, which advises that I am to be subject to, quote, a civil offense subject to a mandatory health screening, end quote, where my grower is committing, quote, crimes and recommends that they remain misdemeanors or felonies, end quote, where, quote, perhaps marijuana-derived products could be afforded fast-track status in the FDA process, end quote, for my wife's migraines and nausea, my friend's kidney transplant pain, for little 7-year-old Alex's autistic self-battering, and for little 7-year-old Michaela's leukemia, chemo pain, and nausea that they are all treating successfully and legally under Oregon law. And I'm the one demonizing? Given what marijuana's prohibition has done to the people I know and love, I'm being damn polite to the people who argue to maintain marijuana prohibition. Now, it's at this point where Kevin will play the false dichotomy card. Why, he doesn't support prohibition. He's not a drug warrior. Why must we use loaded language to describe his support of not legalizing marijuana and continuing to use the force of law to coerce pot smokers and imprison pot growers? Why can't we engage with him in a far more accurate and reasonable discussion? Okay, as Captain Picard would say, engage! Here come the science and the studies. Join me in hour two when we take it apart, piece by piece, and join me online and Twitter with the hashtag engage, hashtag engage, and then his name, at Kevin Sabet, the space in between, hashtag engage, space, at Kevin Sabet. Oh, you want engagement, huh? Turn it on, folks. That's all the time we got for hour one. Thanks for joining us. For Brian the Red, I'm Radical Russ. And for all of Rolla J Studios, we appreciate your support. Join us at 420radio.org. And until next time, take care of each other, tokers. We love you.
This is the Russ Belleville Show. The Russ Belleville Show is blogging and podcasting daily at RadicalRuss.com. Take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you